com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control, and you can bring up anything you want, whether it be a political issue or some sort of personal problem that you've got. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. We give them away. There's no logging in, no membership fee. You just go to freetalklive.com and grab them up.
That's right. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. If you'd like to get some more information on the Free State Project, call 888-532-4604. That's toll-free, 888-532-4604. Or you can visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now, we just got done with an entire hour that was basically devoted to the war on drugs. And I thought it was a real good, interview.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be an ambush. I thought you guys were going to be mean and try to club this poor guy. Well, he wasn't a poor guy. He was pretty well able to...
He was articulate.
It was pretty evident fairly early on that just wasn't going to work.
That wasn't going to happen.
Well, that's why when you're doing something like that, you have to do the kind of the feeler round. Like, when we had him on for the first segment, I just let him go. And, I let him explain what he was all about. Mm-hmm. And that way it kind of... You can use that information to base your first few questions off of, and you just take it easy at first, and then if you have an opening is when you go in for the kill. Now, with him, it wasn't real possible because he sort of agreed with us on some points. I mean, he agreed with treatment as opposed to incarceration, and I can't really disagree with that with the exception of the government thing. So we could only really focus on getting the government out of the drug war, and then we did. So we certainly had some conflict, and I thought that was what made it good.
Yeah.
But there's more to say about drugs. I mean, it's a huge issue.
Well, he seemed far more worried about the dangers to the people that might use drugs if they became legal than the people who currently are whose lives are endangered because of the drug war, like me. My life's in danger every day because of the drug war. Somebody,
no matter where you live,
right? Somebody, I could go, some poor section of town during my day and end up being robbed and killed.
What I meant by that was it doesn't matter. You don't live in a poor section of town, but that won't protect you from the bad side of the people who need to get drugs. I mean,
it won't protect you, but I'm just saying that it could. Like, I was just positing that.
Okay.
It was increasing the likelihood.
Right. All right, so there's some news here about parents, kids, and marijuana. Barely half, this is from the StopTheDrugWar.org Drug Reform Coordination Network, barely half of today's parents will be upset if they caught their teens experimenting with marijuana, according to an annual survey released this week. That finding, along with others suggesting that personal experience of the drugs amongst parents today trumps decades of anti-drug propaganda, is cause for concern for the study's sponsor, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America. While only 11% of parents reported being current pot smokers, and that seems like a pretty big amount, that's 1 in 10 parents. I mean, that's not chump change.
I actually thought it would be higher than that.
Really?
Yep.
Well, again, those are the ones that are admitting it. Those are the 11% that admit to being current pot smokers.
Right.
58% of the parents have reported using marijuana, which is interesting because just this week I quoted a figure that I'd heard before that said 30% of adults in America have admitted to smoking marijuana at least once in their life. Now it's saying 58%, maybe, and now it's specifying parents. But that's a shocker. 58% of them admitting to it.
Well, I work with 10 people at my regular job that I do outside of this, and I have personally witnessed 5 of them smoking marijuana.
Wow, that's amazing.
And
they're all adults.
Obviously. They're all adults, yep. And then...
Are they parents?
Some of them are.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, they're not working at a radio station, right?
No, actually.
because if they did a urinalysis test at the vast majority of radio stations...
Oh, well,
you fire everybody.
Radio stations are kind of the bastion
everybody,
of the drug
everybody
user.
But me and the general manager, you know? Right. They're all gone.
Hey, man, I'd be clean, too.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
I've never done that in my life.
This is the first time for everything. 58% reported having using marijuana, a figure unsurprising in a generation that grew up dazed and confused in the 1970s and early 1980s a time when reported teen drug use was at an all-time high. This cohort of parents, some 23 million strong, when you run the numbers on that 58%, is slightly less likely to believe that experimentation with marijuana poses a great risk to teens. That's 28% compared to 29% 6 years ago. Nearly half of today's parents said that the experimental marijuana use poses only a slight risk or no risk, with 43% agreeing with that statement, up from 35% in 1998. So more and more parents are thinking, it's no biggie. It's not a big deal if my kid smokes pot. Is there a problem with that? We want to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231. Parental estimates of risk of other drug use, regular marijuana smoking, experimental cocaine use, regular cocaine use, also declined in the survey compared to 1998, but in all of those categories, large majorities of parents continued to see those activities as highly risky. Nearly two-thirds of parents saw regular pot smoking among teens as highly risky, while 86% said the same about teens' regular cocaine use. So experimenting with it's okay, but
regular use,
whatever that means, right? Was that like every day? 5 times a day? Well, what's the definition of regular versus heavy versus experimentation?
Well, it's just kind of the difference between being a regular drinker and being a social drinker, stuff like that. You know, if you get together with friends a couple times a month and have a couple of drinks, you're a social drinker.
So I guess I was experimenting when I was about 16, 17. I would only smoke marijuana when I came across it. So I wasn't actually actively out looking for it, etc.
What, like when you stumbled upon a bag or what?
No, when I managed to go spend the night at a friend's house and get out of the parents' house for a while and come across it that way.
Okay, so yeah, you weren't what would be considered a regular user, I don't think.
Not at that point. When I graduated, I
But I will definitely agree, just my own personal opinion, that I would consider regular cocaine use to be very risky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's risky if for nothing else for your pocketbook, because if you exhaust your funds, then you become what we were talking about last hour. You become a raving lunatic, and you go out and rob people and steal people's car stereos in order to get a fix.
And then you go to prison.
I've seen some nutty cokeheads in my life. Yeah, it's interesting.
While the vast majority of parents have left their old habits behind, they're carrying old attitudes and beliefs forward, said Steve Passier, president and CEO of the Partnership of Drug-Free America. Well, we got to get this guy on the show. If old habits die hard, the data suggests lax attitudes about drugs die even harder. To be clear, parents don't want their kids using drugs, any drugs. But the data tell us today's parents don't regard drug use as seriously as past generations of parents. Maybe it's because today's parents know that marijuana doesn't really even qualify. Doesn't even really qualify as drug use, at least in my opinion.
It doesn't to me either. I think it's just the idea. To me, marijuana is less dangerous than alcohol. You know,
I agree with that.
It's just traditionally had worse PR.
I'd say it's less dangerous by a factor of 20.
I don't care to posit a factor, but
you sure as hell aren't going to get in a car accident as a result of it for the most part.
I disagree with that particular...
You say you disagree with that, but you have to remember, man, which if the police could prove that somebody was high on marijuana when they were in a car accident, it'd be all over the newspapers. Stoned driver gets in a fatal car wreck. You never see it.
The first time that I smoked marijuana, I believe that it was the first time. It might have been the second. I was driving, and I had some friends in the car. And if they hadn't been in the car and pulled the wheel over, I would have run right through a plate glass window. I swear to God.
Well, that's
I was
just 16 irresponsible.
Years old. It was certainly irresponsible, but it's not just irresponsible. I wouldn't have pulled through the plate glass window if I hadn't have been stoned. So, as a result, being stoned...
And you would have been able to handle it if you hadn't, you know, if you maybe smoked a few times first before you went out driving. You crazy kid.
Crazy kid.
1-800-259-9231. Is it a bad thing if your kids are experimenting with marijuana? How would you treat your kids if you found out? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. You could, of course, change the topic at any time. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And there's more. The partnership is crying and bitching and moaning, and we'll come back with more of their statistics. It's interesting. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show if you want to. It's your show. Free Talk Live, Ian here with you.
And Scott. And Menwich.
There you go. 800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you. Dozens of ladies have sent their pictures into the show, and we put them on the web and part of our shrine. I'm attempting to recruit a new Shriner right now via email, so we're
really?
Get our fingers crossed.
You go out recruiting?
Yeah, you've got to recruit, man. You've got to smooth the ladies over with your magical ways and get them to send their photographs.
You know, speaking of Shriners, I haven't gotten any emails from Crazy Lindsay for a while.
Mm.
I wonder if I can get her to call back in the show one of these days.
I don't know. Yeah, she has to be on drugs to call on the show, apparently.
She should have called in to talk to Mr.
Roussan.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry, I wanted to say this last segment when you were reading this article here and you mentioned somebody's name and you said, oh, we should get this drug-free America guy on the show.
Steve Pasirb.
I think the next time we do one of those things that's supposed to be an ambush or something like that, it needs to be religious themed. Because those people are much easier to take advantage of. Much easier to take advantage
of. We certainly stumbled across enough potential marks,
well,
I guess you could say.
We did. If we were rating whether or not we won, quote unquote, which I don't think anybody does against Mr. Roussan, he basically said, even if you convince a man against his will, he keeps the same opinion. So he said
still,
right.
You can't win an argument.
Well, he didn't. It's very difficult to win an argument. I know you. It's very difficult to win an argument against a principled libertarian stance.
Well, you can't win. We can't win an argument against somebody who doesn't. You know, it's just the nature of argumentation. We can't win against Daryl, and Daryl can't win against us. It's just something to fill airtime with and entertain the listeners. That's the point of it. I mean, the point of it was not to win. It was not to win him over to our side. The point of it was to show, hopefully, to the people listening how absurd his position, some of his positions were, because some of them we agreed with, mm-hmm. but how some of his positions were completely absurd, and then let the listeners make up their choice, and make their decisions, up their minds, etc. Anyway, the Partnership for Drug-Free America has commissioned a study, and it's come back with some numbers that has disappointed them. Turns out that a significant number of parents don't really mind that much if they discover that old Johnny's been experimenting with marijuana. Which is interesting.
It is interesting.
So let's get back into this here. The partnership was particularly perturbed by a finding that the number of parents who had never talked to kids about drug abuse had doubled in 6 years, from 6% in 1998 to 12% this year. Now, I'll have to agree with the partnership on that one. That's disturbing. I think it is important to have lines of communication open with your kids.
I agree.
I know mine didn't really talk to me too much about it. They basically said don't do it, which right. I don't think that's talking to your kids.
No.
Now, yeah, I have to say that the way that I would talk to kids if I had any versus the way the partnership would want me to talk to kids would be completely different.
Probably so.
I think that I would want to come at them from, you know, the more honest perspective of, look, you know, at some point you're going to come across some friends of yours that are going to want you to smoke marijuana. And if that's the case, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I mean, is that going to be the extent of your talking to them?
No, I can't imagine.
All right, son. Now, I want you to understand that there is this substance out there called marijuana. I'm sure you've heard of it. And at some point in life, well, your friends are probably going to want you to smoke some. And if that happens,
smoke up, Johnny.
Make sure you bring some home for Daddy.
give it a shot.
You're a complete butthead.
Give it a shot. Seriously, though, I would, you know, make it clear to them that it, you know, could be health hazardous and that they definitely probably should stay away from cocaine and they probably should stay away from LSD and ecstasy and all those things. But if they decide to do it, to not hold back, I'm not going to persecute them for it. I might think it's a bad choice, but it certainly wouldn't make me see them as any less of a son or a daughter, etc.
Would it really bother you if your child grew up to be a Republican?
I'd still love him.
Very much. That was very forced, Ian.
I'd be disappointed. Just like some people are disappointed when their kids go gay, I'd be disappointed if mine went Republican or Democrat.
So you'd still smile at family gatherings, but other than that...
Which would bother you worse?
Republican or Democrat?
Yeah.
Neither.
Yeah, you never take a stance on that.
I can't, because they both bother me a lot.
Yeah.
And they're both unprincipled. They both are for government intervention in people's lives. And anyway, let's get back to the partnership here. So 12% now not talking to their kids at all about drug abuse. Alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, cocaine, parents know these drugs, probably because they've taken them. Today's teens, however, are exposed to new drugs of abuse, ecstasy, GHB, crystal meth, and increasingly a wide variety of prescription and over-the-counter medications. In total, parents are seeing less risk in a variety of drugs, and fewer parents are talking with kids just when teens are facing new drugs and new drug threats. All of this adds up to a potentially dangerous convergence in the trends, one that we must interrupt. What Pasirb does not mention is that while certain substances may be new, they fit well into existing drug typologies. Ecstasy, a mild psychedelic, has been popular for the last 20, or for at least 20 years. GHB is a soporific. Does that mean it puts you to sleep?
I couldn't answer.
I have no idea.
Crystal, it sounds like it.
Crystal meth, the partnership's term for ice or
smuggle. I thought it made you feel good was a soporific meth.
Methamphetamine is a stimulant like other amphetamines. Prescription drugs of abuse are typically sedatives or opiates like oxycodone. Today's parents, with their experience of drug use, may be more able to understand these new drugs than Pacira is willing to allow. But the partnership is drawing a different lesson from the findings. It's using them to launch a new national communications effort designed to reach parents with new, compelling information, and most likely compelling lies, about the evolving nature of the drug problem in America. I think that's kind of the key of where I'm coming from as far as educating, if I had a kid, educating. And obviously, my thoughts haven't been formed too much because I don't have a kid. I don't have to really think about it. And if I had a kid, I'd have plenty of years to formulate what I would say.
Right.
I think the important thing is to give them real information. And this is something we were touching on last hour when we had Attorney Roussan on. If you've got a class like DARE, where the information is across the board, don't touch it. It's horrible. Marijuana will make you grow breasts. Marijuana will do blah, 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 blah. There's all kinds of myths out there about what marijuana does. And, of course, that's the primary drug in this war on drugs. It really is a war on marijuana, more so than anything else. And that's where they really pick on the users, they really pick on the dealers, and they attack in the DARE class. What happens is you've got cops in front of kids telling lies about marijuana for an entire year in their DARE class. And I guess now the kids have like a DARE class in first grade, fifth grade, and seventh and 10th or whatever.
And it's not told in a bubble either. You know, it's not like the kids don't get to talk about drugs outside of the class. The only information they're fed is the information that's fed in the DARE class. They, in fact, you know, talk about it after class, and then they, you know, they hear things from their friends, and, you know, information trickles down from adulthood to, you know, children, and the kids don't believe that crap.
Now, not every area of the country has this DARE class.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it is available to all the different states. There is a federal program for it. But not everywhere has this DARE class. For example, I have relatives in Illinois who have never had to sit through any of this DARE stuff. So just
they probably use drugs less there.
That's possible. But just for people who don't know what it is we're talking about, DARE, D-A-R-E, is Drug Abuse
Resistance Education.
Couldn't remember what the R was. Drug Abuse Resistance Education. It's a program where local police officers come into the school and educate the children.
And they indoctrinate the children.
Right.
There's no education going on.
I know that. I was going to... Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
It's blatant lies and indoctrination, and it has a real a detrimental effect on your kids. And we'll explain what that is coming up. If you want to chime in, you want to change the topic, you can do that. Take control of the show at 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control anytime. Bring up whatever's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, tune into the show at freetalklive.com. We've got the broadband stream. We've got the Wimpy stream for you dial-up users. That's available for you. Although only the broadband users get the bonus features.
Bonus features. Right. I mean, things that happen that don't go out over the air?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
From time to time, we might talk to the board operator, or we might, you know, have a little conversation or play around during the commercials.
Watch a web cartoon.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You never know what's going to happen, and it doesn't happen that often. But if you're listening on the broadband stream, you're the only people hearing it. So feel special. 1-800-259-9231. So get interactive. FreeTalkLive.com. Talking about a new study from the Partnership for Drug-Free America that has found that, well, as the Drug Reform Coordination Network put it, parents are now more chill about teen drug use.
That's the actual headline of the article.
Yeah.
News brief, parents more chill about teen drug use.
Study frets is the remainder of that, because they're freaking out about it. Oh, no, parents are becoming more
too
accepting.
Chill.
They're chilling too much. They're becoming more accepting of their kids smoking marijuana or experimenting with it. Now, we're talking about the DARE program. And apparently, I wasn't aware of this. I thought that everybody had the DARE program in school after a certain point in time, because it had to be created at a certain point. I think that my class, the class of 98, was one of the first ones. So, but you're telling me, Scott, that in your original part of Illinois where you're from, they didn't have it at all.
No,
they
not
still
at all.
Don't have it.
They still don't have it. And I know where Johnson is from in Connecticut, they didn't have it either.
Right. Well, that's good, because it's probably helping the kids be a little bit more responsible there. See, my problem, the biggest problem with DARE class is just the lies, the out-and-out lies that they tell about these drugs. They get their talking points from the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America, and they're just total and utter propaganda. There's nothing to back them up. In fact, there's a great book out there called Marijuana Myths and Marijuana Facts that takes 20 of the greatest marijuana myths of all time and debunks them with cited evidence, scientific studies, and everything.
Hmm.
I mean, it's an amazing book. And they get in front of these kids, these young, impressionable fifth graders, and from what I'm told now, my fiance's mom teaches first grade. Apparently there's a first grade DARE class now.
Yeah, I believe there is. I think I heard about that.
Right. So I believe you get a first grade, a fifth grade, and then I think there's one sometime in middle school, and for all I know, they have one in high school as well.
And then also depending, for example, when I was in high school, I was in junior ROTC the mm-hmm. entire time I was in high school. And we had a week-long drug program every year, too, by the Florida National Guard.
Mm.
They came in and did something.
So these kids are being lied to throughout the entire year. DARE program lasts the entire year. They usually have at least when I took it, you had like a 1 hour a week kind of a class with the local school cop. And they lie to you. And what the result of that is when the kid turns 16 and he or she has their friends offering them some marijuana, because that's usually, I would say it's fair to say that of all the drugs you learn about in DARE class, you're most likely to be offered marijuana first. Besides alcohol, which they don't teach you about in DARE class, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot of times in high school it's not like, hey man, I got some heroin here, just shoot it in your eye.
No. Yeah, right, exactly. That's not the way it works. Marijuana is what's going to be put in front of them first. And they're going to say, well, I learned about this in DARE class. It's really bad. It's going to make me grow breasts. it's going to make me grow hair on my palms. You know, that kind of thing. And their friends are going to say,
what?
What? You're just going to get high. It's no big deal. It's just marijuana. You haven't smoked this yet?
Well, I know that that's not where hair on your palms come from, because I have never smoked marijuana.
I was just making up another lie. I'm surprised they don't tell that one about marijuana.
Get that lie. It's just not for marijuana.
It'll make you go blind. So anyway, their friends explained to them that, what are you talking about? I've been smoking marijuana for a year, and it hasn't given me breasts. They'll explain to them that it's not as bad as what they told you in DARE class. And then they'll get convinced to do it. They'll get convinced to try marijuana. And you know what? They'll find out that they were lied to in DARE class.
Mm.
What? You mean my favorite school resource officer in elementary school was telling me lies? Well, what else could he have been lying about? What lies was he telling about cocaine? What lies was he telling about crack? What lies was he telling about heroin? And that opens the door more so, I think, than anything else to kids trying the hard drugs. And I think that's the real problem. I mean, marijuana is marijuana. It's probably not good to put smoke in your lungs, but no one's ever died from it.
That's true.
From putting smoke in their lungs?
Well, no. From smoking marijuana.
Dad's dying from it right now. What are you talking about?
He smokes cigarettes.
Yes. And probably somewhere in the neighborhood of a pack and a half to two a day.
But that's more than just putting smoke in your lungs, because that's not just a natural smoke. If it was just tobacco, that'd be just fine. If it wasn't also tar and all kinds of other stuff that's
grown. Well, there's certainly lots of... there's different things
in marijuana.
There's
tar from smoking tobacco. There's resin,
but then there's also just a lot of the other additives that get thrown in when they just cut up the tobacco and throw fillers in there, add more to it. So
the kids smoke pot, realize they've been lied to in DARE class, and then that basically means all the info they got in DARE class is either thrown out the window or immediately put into the questioned category, right?
Certainly.
Even if there was good information there, and I believe that there was, you know, when it came to the heroin and the cocaine and all that, there probably was some good, honest info there.
Mm-hmm.
But when when you find out that you've been deceived, that's kind of the mentality you get. What? Time to question everything, and then time to go, well, maybe I should try cocaine, too. Maybe I should try shooting up some heroin.
And while I'm at it, I'll beat an old lady with a hammer, because I'm sure that's probably pretty good, too. You know, they told me it was bad to beat up other people.
So I think education's good, but I think honest education is more important than that. I think we need to be honest with our kids that some drugs are worse than others. Marijuana is not in the same league as you put it, Manwich, it's not even the same league as alcohol as far as its dangerousness.
I don't feel like it is.
But they're not going to tell you that in DARE class. And the other thing that we need is what some people have called harm reduction. Harm reduction assumes that kids are going to use drugs. It knows better. I mean, harm reduction knows that kids are going to do what you tell them not to do. So harm reduction says, look, if you're going to use heroin, please make sure that you get a fresh needle. You know, here are some sensible things that you need to do if you've decided that you're going to use these hard drugs. You know, if you're going to snort cocaine, here are some preventative things that you can do to help minimize the damage that this is going to do. Kids, this is going to do damage to you. It's not good. But if you decide to do it, here are the steps you need to take to minimize that. Doesn't that make more sense?
Well, I suppose it does. You know, I feel like if there's fresh needles, that people are going to do a little more heroin. But...
That hasn't really prevented heroin users from passing around
needles. Heroin users, no, but I think that some people are more likely to try it. Just like I think that if you legalize marijuana tomorrow, there's going to be a bunch of people that haven't smoked marijuana, they're going to try it.
While that may be true, and I think, in fact, the Holland experiment has shown it to be true for a very short time, it basically the usage spikes mm-hmm. for a very short period of time and then goes down actually below the original usage point. In fact, they found that kids in Holland, and again, for those of you that don't know, Holland has a semi-legal situation when it comes to marijuana, Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
The kids there actually have a significantly lesser rate of smoking marijuana than American kids after, 10 years of semi-legalness there?
Yeah.
Because it's not there's no more fun associated with it. It's not risky anymore. It's not being bad because it's not illegal. 1-800-259-9231. We got other stuff to talk about tonight. Manwich, I'm sure you've got somewhere interesting to go next. This
yes,
is your show. You can always take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you want to take control, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The number for you, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
So we've been talking about dope up until this point. And if you want to comment on that, by all means, do it. If you want to change the topic, do that as well. Personal, political, anything goes. Don't forget, you can also get interactive at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there for you with literally thousands of posts, over 5,000 different posts for you to surf around through.
It blows me away how many people are posting up there.
Hundreds of users. And so check that out. It's free at freetalklive.com. Manwich, where are we going next?
I have an interesting little story that I thought I'd toss out here, because you know how you and I disagree on property rights.
We do.
Intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
obviously not on property rights, on intellectual property.
Thank you, intellectual property. Good
right.
point.
Okay, it's...
I believe in physical tangible property.
This is off s2reports.com.
Okay.
Something to think about before you get that fetching tattoo permanently inked into your skin. It could get you sued. Well, if you're prone to lots of television coverage and products endorsements anyway, Detroit Pistons star Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah, I've heard of Rasheed Wallace.
Great. I believe it. Has a unique Egyptian-themed tattoo on his upper arm. The tattoo artist who put it there, Matthew Reed, charged Wallace only $450 for it in 1998. That doesn't seem like only to me.
Wow, really?
Is that your Egyptian cow?
That's what I meant to do.
Your butthead. $450 doesn't sound like a particularly cheap tattoo to me. But anyway.
Well, if it was original artwork that was done specifically for him, then yeah, I could see that.
You can get an original painting that you hang on your wall for $450.
Yeah, I know, but that would be something where he drew the art for him.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't going to duplicate it in any way and tattooed it on. I could see that. I can see it
being more, but I don't see that $450 the guy got
tattoos
ripped off
are just
anything.
So expensive, though.
Absolutely. Anyway, hoping to get positive business exposure from Wallace's fame. This is the reason that he charged only $450 for it in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
But when the tattoo became a prominent part of a Nike ad featuring Nike.
Seriously?
Sure? Yes, it's Nike.
Featuring Wallace, Reed.
Did you really not know how to pronounce Nike?
Well, I know that the Egyptian god, Roman or Grecian god is
it was
Nike.
Roman. It was Roman god.
Whatever. is Nike, but I'm not sure whether or not the shoe is.
The shoe was named after the Roman god Nike.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that they said it right.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Maybe it's Nike.
Nike.
Whatever. Reed claimed the copyright. Reed claimed copyright infringement because his tattoo was being used in these Nike ads.
Mm-hmm.
Reed filed a lawsuit last week seeking damages and an injunction to prevent the airing of the ad.
Wow,
that's the long and short of that story. Yeah.
No comments from the dude. No, nothing like that.
It doesn't say what this guy's argument was, what he said, how he would even try to remotely defend this idiotic lawsuit.
Well, I think that it's pretty clear that he felt like
Well, yeah, it's just these people's wording.
Bastard.
I mean, sure, he's just like, it's my intellectual property and I want compensated for it. But just the way a lot of people word these things is just great when you listen to how just asinine some of these people's arguments are.
What is the tattoo of, anyway?
It's an Egyptian tattoo of some sort.
Okay. So maybe the Egyptians
they don't have it on the story.
Copyright on it.
They don't have a story here. They don't have a picture of it at the story, probably because they're afraid of getting sued, too.
That's okay. You could do a Google image search for this basketball player's name and the word tattoo, most likely get a picture of it.
Maybe if...
Wallace,
maybe,
what's his first name?
Rashid.
Rashid Wallace.
Maybe the Egyptians really are the ones that have the copyright on this. And maybe all of the Egyptian Americans should get into this lawsuit and actually sue the tattoo artist.
There you go. It's a class action lawsuit by the Egyptian people.
Yeah. Well, that's how asinine this is.
It's pretty asinine.
Great. Here's your intellectual property at work there, Manwich. What do you think about this?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think that Matthew, the Breed, should have called Mr. Wallace and said, hey, you know, my tattoo that I put on you there, it's getting featured as part of the advertisement.
Right.
Is there any way you can cut me in?
And what if I'll be Mr. Wallace and I'll say, dude, you gave that to me. It's mine now. Why can't I use it?
You can.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Thanks. See ya.
I
paid you for that.
He did pay him for that.
Right. See, here's the thing. I'm going to have to side with Nike and Rashid Wallace in this case.
Oh, I think that they're going to win.
Yeah, definitely. I could see, perhaps, if you went and, purchased a copy of something, and then you use that copy however way, whatever way you want, that's fine. This guy purchased a body modification. At this point, it is a part of him. It doesn't matter what this guy did. He spent money to alter his body to look this way, and I was like, this is me, and I will do what I want with my body. Stay away.
Well, clearly, Matt Reed isn't dumb enough to believe that he's going to win this lawsuit.
He just wants attention for his tattoo parlor.
He didn't file this lawsuit in order to win. He filed this lawsuit in order to say, hey, you know that tattoo that's in the Nike commercial that you're seeing? It's mine.
Come
you want one that's that good?
Come get one at my tattoo parlor.
Right. I mean, that's what he's doing.
But, that might be the case, and in which case that'd be brilliant of him to do.
It is brilliant.
Instead of money grubbing, it's really just brilliant.
Yeah.
But now, it brings me to, let's get back to the intellectual property thing, because one of the, there's certain famous tattoos out there, right? I mean, you got the skull and crossbones, pirate flag,
there's
or whatever.
That silly panther that's kind of crawling up some guy's forearm.
Right. I love mom. The flaming skull.
How about the spider webs that are on people's elbows?
Or the barbed wire chain around the arm,
Yeah.
Hey. So if I was the original person who came up with the flaming skull, does that mean that I have the rights to every single flaming skull out there, or only the exact flaming skull image that I had? Anyway, we've got callers calling in about different topics, and you can control the show. Terry Schiavo might be the next topic. Anything can happen. This is your show. It's Free Talk. We haven't actually talked about it for quite a long time. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are 6 days a week. Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates whenever there's something to announce about this show, whether it's a new affiliate or new Shriner, etc. We will send it to your email box if you remember the updates list. So log on, get interactive, freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Joe in Boston, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? I'm the second-time caller. I'm the blind fellow that called, and I see you're on another network now, which is kind of good.
Okay.
Well, we picked up a new affiliate tonight.
Yeah, but I tried your other network, and it's not coming in. The Free Talk page or whatever it is, it's not
FreeTalkLive.com?
Mm-hmm.
It's not working, you're saying?
No, it wasn't when I tried it.
Well, we'll check that out during the break. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to talk on the Terry Schiavo case. And
it's working now. Anyway, go ahead.
Maybe someday I'll call back on another issue about disabled people. You were very nice to me. You told me to next time. I think that even though there's a family problem, I disagree with Joyce and Dave on this. I don't think that she will ever wake up because she does appear, from what I gather, the doctor's saying that she's brain damaged. They can move their eyes, but there is no expression or something like that on her.
I sort of feel like, in this case, that...
Is this Scott?
This is Manwich. Okay. I sort of feel like it doesn't matter whether she wakes up. Her family wants to keep her alive, then fine. She just supposedly told her husband, and then he revealed, told him her wishes, and then he revealed it 7 years later or something like that, after he had won a $1 million lawsuit. And I just feel like, you know, if her mom and dad want to take care of her and keep her in a vegetarian state.
If they want to pay for it, right?
Right.
Because you're not going to force me to pay for it, are you?
They're not proposing to pull the plug on her. They're proposing to stop feeding her and giving her water.
Okay, do they have the money to take care of? Because it's going to cost billions of dollars to keep her like this.
Billions?
Or millions, or maybe over a million, to keep her in a hospital and take care of her. Does her parents have this kind of money?
No.
No, not at all.
Well, then they can't do it. Then I don't think we as taxpayers should be forced.
No
way. I concur with you.
And, Manwich, just so you know, pulling her feeding tube is the equivalent of pulling the plug on her because she's not on artificial respiration.
Right, she's not.
She's able to breathe and carry out reflexive bodily motions, completely unconscious, you know, life-sustaining activities.
But they don't know how long she'll live without the feeding tube. I don't know.
Right, she can't swallow, she can't eat or drink or anything like that.
Well, yeah, how long can a human being go for without food or water?
I would not
get water.
No, I would not want to.
It's a matter of days.
I would not want to be starved that way. If I were in that position and I would have it, and I tried everything and I didn't recover, I would request euthanasia like they do in Holland. I know how Alex feels about this. I've heard his views.
Yeah, we don't know. When you use other show host name, it really doesn't matter very much on this show. We're just talking about Free Talk Live
and what
Joe feels like.
Okay, I feel that if they don't lose control of the situation and they have strict guidelines and they go by them, then I think that's applicable. I would not want to be in a feeding tube. Now, you may disagree. I know you guys have different views, which is good. So, one of you on there is a true libertarian. I'm not. I'm a middle of the road, but that's okay.
That would be Ian, who's the big L libertarian.
Okay, fine.
Well, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter what we would want. I wouldn't want it either. I wouldn't want to be in her state. She's been in a comatic state for way too long.
Right.
And some people are building up her responses, and other people, of course, are tearing them down. But it doesn't really matter what we want. It would be, she didn't leave a living will.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
No.
She doesn't have a living will.
That's why this is such a controversy. Joe, we're out of time, brother.
Okay, well, keep in touch. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for the call,
great,
man.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know what? I really appreciate that Joe respects that we like disabled people on this show. We don't have a problem with you.
Right. I actually do want to speak on this next hour, if it's okay.
Certainly. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231, hour 3 coming up.
If you're talking...